Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we know of all the various gospels that we hear every year. We hear this one several times. And whenever we do, we're reminded that this gospel has been the subject of so many various writings, musical compositions, artistic depictions. This is a very famous gospel passage, and with good reason, because here we have the beginning of our salvation. You know that occasionally this feast day of the Annunciation has to be moved because it falls during Holy Week, and sure enough, it happened this year. As a matter of fact, we had that very interesting connection between March 25th and Good Friday this year. And if I read correctly, we won't have that happen again for about 140 years. The point, of course, is that the church, as a good mother, realizes that this feast day is so crucial, so critical, that it's important that we have it at least sometime, that if it's not during the 25th of March as it normally is, that we would have it for our reflection, for our edification, for our sanctification. And so we thank our Mother Church for having given us this feast day today. Here we are just one day after the conclusion of the octave of Easter, one day after Divine Mercy Sunday. One spiritual writer said that here we have in the Gospel of St. Luke the shortest job interview in history. The Lord God indicates to Our Lady exactly what He wanted of her. And without any kind of questioning or wondering, what about this, what about that, her will was so direct, so loving, so trusting. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to thy word. With that kind of trust, with that kind of confidence, here we have before us today an excellent model that we too might put our trust in the living God and realize whatever His plan is so much greater than mine, so much more effective. It makes so much more sense than whatever plan I have. Oh yes, I have my ambitions and my desires, and some of those are blessed, but at times I'm off. I don't understand. Why can't it be my way? Why does there have to be a wrench, a monkey wrench, thrown into my plans? And the Lord God reminds us of today's gospel from St. Luke, this trusting virgin, this maiden of Nazareth, who was so absolutely enthralled with the will of God that it didn't even take her a moment to say, fiat. She said it with great conviction, with great confidence. Mary is for us not only mother, but she is model. She is the model of the yes. She is the model of the fiat. The world has never been the same after her great fiat. We know that Christ has been introduced into our midst. Mary, the mother of the Lord, teaches us how to open our hearts to Him. Yes, it comes with crosses, of course it does. And Our Lady's path was strewn with crosses throughout her life. And yet, she didn't become bitter. We don't remember her as the bitter virgin on Calvary. We remember her as the sorrowful virgin. We don't remember Mary as the virgin who was resentful, but rather the virgin who was grateful. May the same be said for us. And thank the Lord, you and I don't have to do it on our own. We have all the graces necessary, especially the graces of the sacraments, and in particular today, this Holy Mass. We have all at our disposal to be people like Mary of gratitude, of trust. May Our Lady smile on us today and every day as we say our yes with her yes. God bless you and Mary keep you.